plenty of trail riding opportunities await throughout Utah. We're headed to the trailhead next on Western Life Radio.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Plan your upcoming OHV adventures with resources available at your fingertips. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation points us to options.
Well, we'd like for them to visit our website, which is ohv.utah.gov, and then there's several different headers in through there that just goes back to exactly what you mentioned, Brian. Either registration and permits, to education, to maps, to other additional resources. And so now we encourage folks to visit that website. It's evolving. It's a change in process. We put some information historically on there, maybe repackaged or look a little bit different. And so if people do have questions, they can reach us either through our email contact or phone number, and one of our excellent customer service people would be able to help them with their questions. So we're well over 140 off-highway vehicle routes. We just added 13 for the month of January onto our interactive map, and then several months ago we were already just shy of 100. We're at 99, and so I know since the last time I took the count, we're close to that 135, 140 area, with us still adding roughly about 10 to 15 on a month that are ATV ride routes. We really like to encourage people is, hey, as you're out and you're celebrating, and you leave the celebration with alcohol or other substances behind, do not participate in that type of activity.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.